chieftain on their kitchen. And he used to come for the cold in the morning about 5 o'clock in the morning. And Buckley and the wife would go out the gate, a tin in the room, and the wife, and they have to come up about 6:15 to meet the cold. So this night anyway, they came, the old men was all sleeping there then, Maggie's father, for Jackie wasn't part of the town, and she used to come up over 4 minutes of the night.
And Maggie, he's got out.
Maggie used to come up for me.
And he's got out.
Well, he considered himself that, and he said to the mother always, so that's the time to go down. Because she said to be down here up to a field in a minute. So this night anyway, she was over anyway, she was in the past sleeping there, she was, since the old man, her father, wasn't gone down there. And there were children and mice come in below. And they said, there's light upstairs in your house, did you live right after? She said, I didn't. So, because the mother said, for God's sake, Maggie, she said, don't you go on, let them go on their thing. So, because she should go on them, she said. Because she let no light upstairs. So, when she went down, her window was raised up. And her sheets and pillow covers and everything she had in the bed was put out through the window. And towels and bedclothes and everything stolen. That's the light, she said.
And so somebody, just for the sake of taking?
For the sake of taking. For the house. For everything she had, her knife and her talking. The woman that was working together with her. But her mum was got a confession off over there, and the black intensives roamed around the place. And up in the middle of the rain, she was talking with them. So they came this night in at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they knocked their door, and all members were with her distance. And they knocked it, and they nearly took the door in. Hold tough, stay out until I open the door, be there, let's clean the door, he said. So, is it usual, they said, to see this light here? Oh no, he said, shoot it out, they said.
Shoot it out.
So the whole lot of them came in around the place, and the room, and the hall, and the whole lot. And Maggie stopped in bed, watching Martin to come, he said. And he, the same morning, he never came again. If he did, he would kill John the Beast. John the Beast. So, he said, the more men said, oh, John Simpson said, to say, there's a man in his voice, he said, he'll be up here in the morning at 5:45, Mr. Cole, she said. And don't you say anything to him, she said. So didn't they held up the man and his wife, and they were late for the train, until all over the morning, they were 11 minutes ago. They were so disappointed, he said, when Carrie didn't come, and they left the milk in. But they were late then for the train.
Late for the milk in the train.
But then, they're surrounded by the house there, I think, but he got an awful fright just by anyway. He opened the door, he left them in anyway. And he said, excuse me, he said, I didn't think to do that all. And there was one, Philly put his hand inside the court. He got an awful fright, he said, this is the death thing. Don't go on. He thought he was bringing her around, so I got to shoot him in the heart. And didn't I go to the doctor?
Desperate times, that.
Didn't I?
Desperate to go out
the other. They did. I know how she's thinking about it.
She was young, of course, the other.
She was young, that didn't know. So the day their father and then, that they brought him the cold. He was coming down into them, tiger field, and he had an overcoat and hat on. And he spotted him, he told him in the open, and so the robot was their head. But if their voices, they had him shot the same day. So there was £1,000 of water for his head. Anyone they give information about.
Was there?
There was. Anyone they give information. So we got, he turned off the head and court, he beat the police, stopped running, he never stopped running, and he never stopped running, and he brought up her hand, and he never stopped running, he went up the chairs. He couldn't come to our house, we hadn't said
no.
So, Ellie Murphy ran down over to him, and she did the red door carriage, she. That's running down the bar, and he had no court, and she. And they sat in the court and had him to her, and they said, where the husband shot. He knew the court and he never wore the red in his life. And she killed him off him.
But she was the court in his head?
Told the court in his head.
That
she, but she didn't know, but he was shot. At the time she sat outside, he never wore a court hat. So they came away anyway until they came up. So the father said to the mother over, because she said, but if I don't, she said, there must be red all right, you went up over there. Over the ditch into Nick's field, and he see him coming towards him. They said, hands up. He brought his hands, excuse me, he said, I didn't know. I thought you were cattle dealers. They had trench coats on him. So they said, did you see Corrie? They knew he ran. He said, no, I didn't see Corrie. Do you wear a hat or a cap? I never seen him, he said. So where are you off to now, they said. He He said, Mark and Dorothy, my daughter's house, he said. Well, he said, you can't go through, he sent to see the officer. Well, he said, he said, I have to say that. He said, me go down. Well, he said, I say you can't go through, he said, when you see the officer. Come on along with us, he said, and you'll see the officer, he said. And they gathered him down at each side of him, one at each side of him, and all said, and the same thing to some of them, she got a confession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They held her up, I think they were worried for me, and they were down, she said, I'm going to have my daughter's house first, and I'm going down to have a confession. Because they like, said, I didn't hear about confession. They didn't know what to do. So, they gathered the prince, you know, which are any, and she said, the woman and the men, anyway, they were at the gate, she was going down this day anyway. And all the lorries there, so there were all the lorries there, the men lorries, they were on the gate where the men and the wife was working. And she was going down, and Mrs. Buckley, and she waving to them off. To the second time. So they found out who was giving the information.
Yeah.
Because Mrs. Buckley, she one day didn't kiss him, she didn't leave him. So she nearly dropped it. Nearly dropped it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'll tell me that the first night I was out both nights, you went up looking at the bodies above inside in the inside in me in Jim Tomey's sandpit.
Oh yes.
You were telling me about that, weren't you?
Oh I was. God bless and service, I'd be late to be killed that over there.
Yeah.
There was three men got out of Jim Tomey's, three spies in their shop.
Three?
Yeah, three.
One was Tomey.
And I don't know what the other two. There was some Kellan, I think. Kellan? Yeah. There were three of them there anyway. There were two brought anyway first. So we were after hearing that the top fellow was after coming there to be shot. So I was over his chairs anyway. And Mary Roach, now she's in her grave, and David Shears in her. And we decided that we'd go over to Norby Sea. But where we struck over. So we see all the old bones. So Jim Shears was at the tennis over. And he wouldn't tell the men or got in our sympathy that they had a big old dog, Big Jack, and he batted a human skull into the post door. And it came from the quarry over, he said, Jim Thomas'
quarry.
Yeah,
that's
then Billy Matan.
Billy Matan.
So, we went over anyway. So today, we see all the bones and everything. We got to say, I know that would there be human beings. Would we get a bigger fight like that now, say, to Mary Ross, to Baby Shea? They said, we don't know, would we? So we came over and he went to a big old hole out of a place, and we see a man and he's sitting down and the red handkerchief in his eyes, and he did. And his boots turned up, and he did. So by God, we got a fight in there. So just, he waited for just for him.
Yeah.
And we came out in Brown's Field, and we said, Mary Roach didn't say herself didn't seem right at all. And that she wanted to get a look at it. Well, I said, I don't feel like going down out on today, you know, I don't see this a baby shape. And she come in, she. I declared the garden for been chilling again to see the men, maybe show we were not making hacks off for shape. And we told Jim that I said the truth, we were both all the bones are over, and there's another man after being shot there fresh. And red handkerchief in his eyes, and he having strong nail boots on. He both took us off, and he's lying like that, and he did. Inside an old wall, he was at the K-way again, of course. So, when Jim Shea, it took a bit of doom to sit at the TV go that night. Mary Roston was afraid to go home, and she said, decided she'd come over with me and Jimmy Cupboard. So, I said, I'd know her about telling Jimmy, say, when we'll go over.
What did you hear from there?
That we went over, so we went in, anyway, and I said to Jimmy, we look up with the Mary Roach. She's afraid to go home, say, because we're on top of Thomas Quarry. God almighty tonight, she didn't, she said. And there's a man over there saying, he said, no, to the police, she said, that he didn't get up and mutilate the tree. Yeah, I'm not going up with you, she said, to Mary Roach. Go for loan or yourself, she said. I'm not going up with you. So, because anyway, went to my cameraman and Jack Downs and ears anyway, they were up there. If it was found out that you went over there, she would be destroyed. So, who walked in a boat there after Merson is old, but didn't think? And didn't think conveyed Mary home from Mary was afraid to go home. But in the men be after. Mary Roach. So, he conveyed poor Mary after Merson or not home. So, Next day, anyway, my Kahneman and Jack on. They called in the bus and they called me up. So they said, you know, what's happened to the quarry, what's it? And I said, that all the bones are going to go up. The foster said, all the bones are up in the top and the set. I said, there's human beings that are to do. I said, but they come around and I said, they should come around, don't they, right? So, and he said, he don't say. They didn't go all the way to town. They got coldly. And they told me something back. My Kahneman and Jack down, they told me, didn't know. And the man, of course, they carried away there.
But he was shot after the others.
They didn't shoot Martha. And they're crying and roaring. He didn't tell the others. And he said, maybe sure I wasn't on making hacks for home, for I know to see the dead bodies was there. But Jack Lang was shooting of a photo of the day. There's no time I'm going to try into the cover.
Into the cover?
And I said, so, when the guns are Jack Lang was shooting. And the second field of open him off this house. He said, I must be taken out of this house. And Jack Lang came in and went down his shot. He never got such a fright now.
He didn't know who he was or where he came from?
They took him after. I didn't know. We didn't hear all the buttons after
him. Maybe now we know who he was?
Maybe now we know who he was. But he was shot down and inside in a heap of sandies. In a heap of sandies. But I remember the big one. The big one right above any man in the inside room. And I said, you guys can all talk about that. Well, Jimmy said, if I'm going to bed, I'll make you going. You can't. You've got to go to bed, sir. So, I see the lights. There's lights over there to cover gaps today. Of course, taking in dead bodies over. They were trying to recover too. They weren't dead in the night. So the fight wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
He told me about him.
Yeah, he did.
And a Macintosh.
Huh?
There's a Macintosh builder down there too.
Is there?
There is.
Well, there was one man in the building who dug up again, so they had to watch in his pocket, and they said to watch out.
And put him down again. He wasn't
in an office, which was just as he mentioned to him. So, he said, well, he said, and then go say it all after that. They rushed into the house. And the wife came down to open the door and they rushed off and they shot him above the landing. But they had a van open there. The men, the people sitting at the gate. And Jimmy Dawes, they don't trust and choose their torture and suffering. But the paper, for we make too much delay there talking to the women and he wanted to see the paper. So he said, Thomas McCurtain, he said to Jimmy, that was shot his mom. He was to see. So Jimmy got him to move anyway. But anyway, they were all brought down to college and they were shot. They were given the black in the...
College on the road, that's no worry.
Did he?
He gave him his name and all, I forget his name.
Actually, he did.
He did, I gave him.
I think Carrie got wounded or something, that he was kept very close or something, he shot through his...
Did he?
But anyway, I know Jimmy anyway, one of them was upstairs anyway, at college.
Mrs. Carter said they met him, and they brought him in and they told him that he killed who was in the shooting with him, and he's been to him all.
And they had him, they had him there, and then Yeah, but so Jimmy said, Meg, Harry said to Jimmy, I have to go up to Shane there, one cup of tea, Shane was waiting for us. I said, Mr. Holt, said Jimmy Holt, he said, to make any tea, he said, we'll have a fresh meat in a minute. We'll have a fresh meat in a minute. All our helpers tonight, so Shane, you take him. He brought down us to see his grave was above the field stone. Great God, to see the there he's going to put me. And he wouldn't rightly did it, and they broke his legs and threw him into the hall.
That's a very good thing, though.
You wouldn't
see
it.
You wouldn't
be
in
him. The hall was still fine.
Okay. What do you mean?
Yeah, they're going to want to nap with him.
What's
your fright?
Can't go to nap, no.
So they said this. Oh, Cannon Fleming, Lord Cannon, didn't give Harry a station. But he had the Dominion Devils up there and they couldn't miss the town around.
He gave him no station?
No.
And
don't you
there,
Richard?
Huh?
Do they
ever know? So they do.
But they didn't
station, but one of the stuff that from out there wasn't have any stations.
Okay.
Yeah. But God, this is the freight of them up in the field. Okay. And sure, I'm on it. Freight it on Monday, that's an eight. Freight it all. But I'm sure in 10 minutes, but when you want them there.
Yeah, definitely, I have about 10 minutes.
Michigan's in the town, sure.
Yeah. Michigan's in the town. Yeah, I know that they said 10 minutes, Monday, when I'm down there,
anyway. Yeah. But Jimmy's gone down the road and you can't be back. And he had the revolver. And never told me that the revolver was full of that ecstasy. And the last time I was in the father who was sitting up in the ditch and Johnny Mahoney was with him. He told me that there's no belly. And what did I do? But pulled the trigger and the bullets just passed down beside the door. The only said, the revolver was loaded and I didn't know that Jimmy didn't tell me. And the mother held the knife to the shot and out she ran. And she said, what's wrong? Nothing to say that happened and they put the revolver behind the desk.
I didn't show him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So the fight of God Almighty. Yeah. So there were two fellas above one there. And they were upstairs and dead. And they had two revolvers in their lord and they gave them to me to take up and throw them into a tunnel and fill them up. And I did. And the two revolvers were loaded. They had them loaded in the night to shoot
anyone. Yeah,
okay. And you know, they were just terrible times. But Nathan talked about the lizard.
He did.
But I'm sure that Nathan got wounded or something for I heard them talking about the Kiggins and Jimmy and all crawling, but recently it all sent the only village down.
I know, yeah.
That he got wounded, all right.
Except that a bullet rebounded or something?
Rebounded or something, or like that, or something. Like that. Yeah.
But wait, you were some of the fishes on the side too,
huh?
The fishes used to be friendly, were you, Steph?
The
fishes?
The 10 to 13 10?
Yeah, the fishes and things.
Sure, we were on the cry one time. That we had to care of this. It happened as though we could. The 10 to 13 10. There was a fish to be held there, right? And there was a lot of things going around all day and it wound down and up. And the mother was telling me after herself and the girl was all on top of the game and he nearly came down to the top. The top of the hill and the over.
They were watching the gin.
And they found out where the crowd was in the woods, side and prayer. We went up a test canton street, up Lapping Road Hill, and down that woods of hill. And didn't saw the crowd was above, waiting for the aeroplane, and they dropped down the north home to go on to a wood side and a prayer. And two or three policemen came in anyway. Into the wood, and the whole crowd ran. So they were great. They didn't tell me something. The whole lot ran in meeting castles, and after most of them, they were bridging castles. So there was a meeting, so they didn't see stuck in the women to yesterday, but they have thought. From the fires, only away. But where there was fishes there, the time the fish did.
Yeah.
That's the only fish that was there, no time to back in
time. That was the only one, was it?
That was the only one over there.
Was it?
Him.
Yeah.
There were
benches
and they couldn't be
hit. And children cockers, there was three talking together.
Wouldn't there be this girl?
There'd be four of them.
Three, you couldn't any more than three,
no,
yeah.
No crows.
No crows. Well, I had mum send the children to cockers there and the children kept your orchard and eggs. And they said, well, they're off of the train, come and make you up. But they're going to cock. They were lined with the tent on both sides and they had their rifles ready. Well, she said they were going like that, they were trembling. They thought every minute they'd hear bang bang.
They could do anything.
She said, look out, all the mitches, so they were going along. And there was a woman who got help and she had me checked up and around. standing by the wall and she didn't get time to go in. She expected another. Their door opened to pieces. Some of the guns on. She rattled anyone on the road, they said, did. Their children.
They did.
Yeah, sure, there was a door here and they were sleeping here. Did you hear that?
Here, above there.
He's moving here, feeling something, isn't it?
From the floor, isn't he?
Is it the floor?
Yeah, I know the road, I'm the floor.
Yes, but I have the mother sent me over. They choose to have some fucking beer, and she's 7 miles far down, and she choose to say, will they be cut? And will they be cut? And will they be cut? There was Cuffer and didn't have the and there were men of the road, and it broke us up. The horse went into the tongue of the men's arm, and
he couldn't come out.
To the glass of tea.
Yeah.
He couldn't get out.
Oh, you
dear, that's all. After that, she said, you're here before I get
up. And then the phone is coming up.
Did the phone is coming
up?
Yeah, you were shocked that there was coffee, and then you said, happy sitting. So somebody evens an arm.
Somebody evens an arm?
Yeah, you couldn't get outside the door. Because trying to hear it, he said, no, he said, that end of the room, that is the door. He couldn't hear it. Now you can live in the middle of the night.
Oh, sir.
Yeah. I couldn't get out.
I'm not going to go inside, I'm going. Yeah, I was just going to go inside.
Yeah.
And probably carrying it. Come on.
Okay,
good. Yeah, and then the one on the road. Very tall. Very good, yeah, isn't that it?
Yeah.
They kept the big man.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And anyway, they were up the road, and then they came up here, and they were up the road. And there was an invalid girl in the car.
Yeah.
And what was actually happening was they were actually taking her to Knock. They were from West Cork.
From West Cork.
And they were actually taking her not to Knock, but Templemore.
Yes.
Do you remember Templemore?
I do.
They were also taking her up to Templemore.
To Templemore.
And the trouble was they had to get through Cork to get back to the chapter where they were from.
Tonight.
And curfew would be on in Cork, and it was nearly curfew time. By
nearly
that
curfew time.
And one of them used to say to the other, we had a day of rest. How will we be back to that?
Venice Captain.
How will we be to Venice Captain tonight? One to the other. Yes, we have a plan and we'll be on it. But that was no doing curfew. And you see, they were delayed on the road and they couldn't get beyond Cork in it to sit. They couldn't get through Cork, sir.
No. Oh God, they were terrible times.
What do the old people think of Paris?
Huh?
What do the old people think of Paris?
The old people?
Yeah, your uncle, yeah.
Oh, a man, is it?
Yeah.
God knows that he was a brave man.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
He was, so, yeah.
He was, they're not open to another man, there was about 2 years.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Did you give a lot of information, did you?
All that information,
he did. He did, Shadini was in everything. Like Jimmy.
Yeah.
Everything and anything, Shadini, and she abandoned the farm again. He didn't do a stroke, have him.
But no work on the farm, right, when this was done?
No work on the farm.
And they were out there,
and they were out there. Out of the night, would
they? And days as well.
And days as well. There you go. And days as well. And they're all pestered and decide to road to the dangerous places.
Oh, yeah.
The mother's been thin to knees. About. When the lights are coming. Of course, they had no chance of escaping up. Oh yeah, they'd be seen from the lorries. They never, as many times as they passed up and down, they never into the door.
They never went in?
No, no. Now they never climbed in over to pin. And they know the connection is there for us. Never doubt the face. Now from sleeping up no house and Nick Moffitt's or no the Jewish house. And his mum gave his ankles and all over and he got up there outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And sleep. He was sleeping on the door, so it was near place here. And the father went in the home. And they had another door, so it was Tom Barry's face in.
Where?
Tom Barry's face.
What Tom?
Tom Barry over in John Sheen's.
Oh, yeah, another one there.
In Killeen.
And there were one or two more up around the side, didn't they?
Oh, there was.
Up in the roughly up. Yeah, up there. There was one there. Big fish was there, I think.
There was.
And kind of criminal, but one of them.
I think he was the whole room.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
Yeah. And then Tom Connor and their car, they told us anyway. And he wanted to show him the way up to John Sheen's place. Well, he said, kind of the point of where he said, you go to the theater, you go to him, and he said, and you can do the picture then. He said, there's no light, he said, no special provision. If there were only one. But then he made a motion. And he told us,
and he said,
Sen any man could have taken home this, and any man take it to home, because my friend's his brother. He was pulled out and shot. Shot in the carry. Jim Fisher was not best in the team shot. Found the day. And he pulled out the full dummy and got hit for the tissue. Just a month again, come down.
Oh, yeah. Put it away. He's scared from here.
What happened? You're calling chopper in the mud of the camp. You know that? And on that time, he said, there the four is, and then the coaches on the place.
That would be
Mrs. Cormann.
Mrs. Cormann, she was a
So then someone said that they may say that the pony was commandeered and taken, but that wasn't no matter. One didn't report it.
Yes, that's true.
That was another blanket. Yeah. So they got them, they had him outside the gate anyway. And he there, he's standing down in chickens and with the horse. And he didn't know, he said, where he was going. And the revolver up at his side, and they had him at the gate. There were five soldiers at home, he said, with the lovers. And they were up with Jimmy Cross that night to call them, they helped the lads come to Josh Eames. The lad was saying, Jimmy, no, I didn't send him to Eames. Did you hear them? I just said, Jimmy, it's a break, I had to be as quick as I could. They helped all the lads off in the Eames and all the lads. One is at the time. So, they kept him at the gate nearly for half an hour, and the lads said, he said, we'll be gone, Mark, they said. No, he said, have mercy, then, he said. You won't find him. So, the
nearest then?
But we're taking it. So they brought him back in, he had always brought around, the wife didn't know what he was shot. So she said, are you the black and tan? Oh, thank you. She did know. No, he said, you see, we're dressed with the Cameron from Cole. We're taking your husband. She was the mother of the Cameron. Well, she said, if you take him to shoot him, she said. If you come back, she said, and shoot us all. We're no business here. We said from the and killed them, and the mother. We said, oh, Mr. Buster, he chipped us a half, and we said, mate. So, they said, we're not shooting this. But as she said, surely, she took off, she said, she threw us a boat in the bed, and then back the lake in the morning, and they walked over. And the mother didn't know how to fight the wind. She was on the living death. And she was knocking, and she said, Miss, I follow a woman from Kerry Tour, and also she had a baby. Tell Jimmy and me to get off the chair once from Joshua. So Jimmy hopped up the bed, and I hopped up the bed, and the bed, and the bottom we came down. And he made a call to her, she said, but Jimmy can't feel me. She said, sure, go on like that. Because Jimmy, she hid inside some ditch. She was inside stand, she was inside go on ditch or some ditch, she said, ditch. So, then children with all anyway, they took them away to go. And then, the funny thing is, the same. She went in then to see him, and the last time I seen my sister May went in with her, and so the rope reins was in the ponies, the winkers from their tuckum, and there was a soldier, he said him, and he under his lips him up to change the strap. And May took a tumble to what she said, to change the strap, she said, when we go home, but they'll be terrible, bound up there. But that morning, when we went out, we said, and Jimmy and John, the last time I seen him, Jimmy had to over to this house here. They're going to something better in the field or something. But they said they're going to have to search around. Switch there was, and they came back and they searched every place and any place, they'd be all around chains and every place. And they came, when they came home, they said, what's that? She, they showed them undoubtedly, she, to me. I was over there, I had to stay over there. So she was afraid to stop there by night. And I didn't know they found out to the minute when we get another rap again tonight. But anyway, they kept him in the park, he said, inside. What is the week they kept him inside? She went in and from there anyway to see. And she said, you wouldn't know, and she said, you'd have to find me where some. But I said, it's any hope if you come out to Lizzie Higgins and all of them over there. I also didn't know that she came back. So I think I told them long after when I looked out, when I see this fire car coming down the road, and they said, "You go home, Shane," they said. They lift him off.
And they brought him?
They brought him. No, he heard the side cap.
Oh, he heard it, yeah.
He heard the side cap and kept on. But he didn't think for a moment that morning anyway. And they had him at the gate. Jim Thomas was coming down from Haley's and coming down. And they were saying, "Go home." And they said, "Who's that?" They said, "That's an old man watching on there." He said, "It's gone to phone. He didn't see me. I won't see him for that." The hot houses were ready for the walk to the field. Come back to see the door, to the pole, and the same watching me. And he's on the camera.